is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The suspect in the Charlie Kirk killing will make an appearance on Tuesday in court. Discord provided chats to CBS that appeared to show the suspect allegedly confessing to a friend group that he killed Kirk. Friends of the slain conservative activist have been calling out political violence. CBS News correspondent Carter Evans has more on that.
Vice President J.D. Vance took over his late friend's radio show.
There was no civility in the celebration of political assassination.
Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller.
It is a vast domestic terror movement.
Miller said that, quote, in Charlie's name, the administration would dismantle and destroy left-wing organizations they claim are encouraging, inspiring, and funding violence. But he offered no evidence to support that claim.
President Trump signed an order for what he calls a, quote, Memphis Safe Task Force. This paves the way for National Guard troops to enter Memphis. CBS's Nicole Valdez says it's not clear how soon boots will be on the ground.
President Trump didn't say just how soon we could see troops in Memphis. He did say the effort will include more than just the National Guard. Other agencies like the FBI, ATF, even the U.S. Marshals are too being tapped for this new task force.
A flag-raising flap is unfurling in Illinois. WBBM Radio's Rachel Pearson says the mayor of a Chicago suburb is defying a presidential order to keep flags at half-staff.
Aurora Mayor John Lash directed the city to raise its flags back up after 9/11, insisting that lowering them should only be reserved for national tragedies or historic leaders. The move sparked pushback from a local Republican chairman who went around town lowering flags at several city buildings. Lash says city crews are now checking municipal properties and will restore flags to full staff where needed.
President Trump heads to the UK for his second state visit. CBS's Stacey Lynn is at the White House with what we can expect from this trip.
A new science and technology partnership that will include billions of dollars in new investments. A nuclear energy deal that will focus on achieving full independence from Russian nuclear fuel by 2028. And advances in defense technology cooperation.
A Wall Street Journal report says toxic fumes can leak from jet engines into the cabin. CBS News found Airbus accounted for about 61% of incidents last year. CBS News senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve has more.
Nearly all commercial jets bleed fresh air from the engines. It's then fed through an air conditioner and into the cabin. But if an engine seal fails, oil and other potentially toxic particles can be released. Association of Flight Attendants President Sarah Nelson.
Every aircraft should really have the filtration system on it.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Turns out fat but fit is a thing.
A Danish study involving tens of thousands of people found those with a BMI in the overweight category were no more likely to die during the 5 years of follow-up than those with a BMI in the healthiest weight range. And that even held true for some of those living with obesity. Not surprisingly, perhaps the severely obese were twice as likely to die as those in the healthy range, but the severely underweight were three times as likely to die. The researchers, though, say that's possibly because their low weight was caused by a life-threatening illness. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Sorry, Ireland. MMA fighter Conor McGregor will not be running for president after all. He announced on his social media that after careful reflection as well as consulting with his family, he is withdrawing from the race. McGregor had been critical of Ireland's election eligibility rules and hoped to mobilize his constituents. And he hasn't fought since 2021, so don't look for him in the ring. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
You're listening. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and light winds for the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 60s. On Tuesday, sunny to mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Wednesday, pretty much a carbon copy across the area. Currently 62 degrees.
Go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Why, oh, why did you have to leave and go away?
I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
storm. And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
light on, so that the dancers just won't hide.
Sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Ah!
smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
Had a blast meeting so many of you at events around Racine this summer. And we're looking forward to connecting even more as the summer and fall roll on. From downtown Racine events to events in parks, along the lakeshore, and in neighborhoods, WRJN is there to be part of what makes you happy. We're looking forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.
other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
WRJN. street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming.
pleasure. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down, every green field in every town, all of his children in every nation,
treat you right now, baby. Didn't I do the best I could? Not didn't I? So don't you leave me standing.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The suspect in the shooting death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk will make his first court appearance today to be arraigned on charges. This while top Republicans are advocating for the death penalty.
CBS News has learned from a spokesperson for the online Discord platform that law enforcement has been given copies of chat messages that appear to show the suspect in Charlie Kirk's death confessing to the killing about 2 hours before being taken into custody. The messages were first reported by the Washington Post. Utah's governor says the 22-year-old suspect is not cooperating with the investigation. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
President Trump's FBI director, Kash Patel, is set to appear before lawmakers. CBS's Torian Small reports.
His response to the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk faced intense scrutiny online, including when he prematurely posted major developments. The FBI's handling of its investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein also drew bipartisan backlash for the Trump loyalists.
Israel is pushing back on claims that it's involved in genocide. They responded to a UN inquiry that found since October 2023, Israel was committing genocide in Gaza. The report identified